Before we move on to how to actually handle an objection, I think it's important we cover first what our intent is. We'll get objections in two places. One is in the close. And then the vast majority of our objections occur out on the lot. We overcome objections in the close, to earn the opportunity to ask another closing question. Out on the lot, on the other hand, we overcome objections to buy time. We need to buy time to build value or build rapport. Now, if we have sufficiently built value and built rapport, and our customer brings up a price objection, that is usually our customer's way of asking to proceed or asking to get to the next stage, which is the write-up stage or the negotiations. But if we haven't built enough value or rapport, then we need to overcome those objections again to buy time to do just that.